This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Great morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst. Thank you for connecting with the Early Morning Empowerment virtual community. I want to welcome you to another powerful and insightful Early Morning Empowerment prophetic gathering, and we are in day number 5 of our effectual prayer power. In this global community, we are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. And today, I want you to affirm that you prosper even as your soul prosper. And I want you to also know that you are a divine reflection of the glory of God. As He is above, so are you right here, right now. With that being said, all over the community, let's activate the success mind. We take a good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we bring ourselves present right here, right now, to this moment. Knowing that this is a sacred moment. This is your moment of power. This is your breakthrough moment. This is your moment of miracles. Next, healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, as we sit in this sacred moment of now, where all the power to create is activated, we turn our focus and our attention inward to our rich inner life of the kingdom of God within. And we're so thankful and grateful for the essence that flows out of us, for the supernatural ability. And we affirm that we are super beings in this earth realm. And we allow the Holy Spirit to have the preeminence to lead us and guide us this day into all truth. Next, healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, as we sit in this sacred moment, we sit in our position of authority, far above principalities, power, might, dominion, and everything that is named in our physical realm of appearance. And we proceed with great joy today, knowing that we have a dominion mandate. It is in my DNA to have dominion, to have victory, to be a super being in this earth realm. And it is so. Take one more healing deep breath in. Again, if you're just joining us, this is Elona Sanders. This is day number 5 of our effectual prayer power. And as we gather together each day, we lay the foundation. And I want to read that in your hearing. The writer of James said that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. When we look at that scripture and we talk about being effectual in prayer, it means that you are capable of producing an intended effect. It means that you are adequate. Effectual fervent prayer does not mean that you have to yell, scream, holler, and sweat for hours to get results. You have to know that you're already capable of producing an intended effect, that you are adequate. And not only that, you have to know that when you pray, that your prayer is valid. It is binding. Jesus the Christ said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose in earth is loose in heaven. I want to lay down in your hearing again from the writer of 1 John 5, 14 and 15 from the Amplified. It says this, and this is the confidence, the assurance, the privilege of boldness which we have in him. We are sure that if we ask anything, make any request according to his will, in agreement with his own plan, he listens to and hears us. And that is why it's so important to always tap in to your rich inner life of the kingdom of God. That is where the mind of God, the heart of God, the plans of God dwell within you. And when you tap in and you allow yourself to be sensitive and come into agreement with God, anything that you pray, you know that you're already in alignment and agreement with his will. The verse number 15 says, and if, since we positively know that he listens to us and whatever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted as our present possession the requests made of him. And we want to do some prayer of affirmation today. We want to do some declarations and decrees today because we know that we have as a present possession any request that we desire of him. And this week we prayed for those light workers, light bearers, the spiritual people, the ecclesia, the called out ones, that they would be activated all over the world and that we would let our light shine in darkness and our light will automatically dispel the darkness. We pray for our nation, our administration, nations and countries around the world. We prayed for the generations, those that they call baby boomers and Generation X's and millennials, knowing that we hold the key to establishing God's will in this earth realm. And today we want to release some declarations and decrees into your hearing and into your life. The writer of Job says, you shall decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you. And that whole passage in Job 22, when you read it, it speaks about being in alignment, in agreement, being intimate with God. And being intimate with God is all about being in agreement with God. So we want to pray from a position of strength, from a position of power, from our seated place of authority in heavenly places. We want to pray and have the right posture, meaning the right mindset. And the mindset that we have is that we are just coming into alignment with what God has already given and what he's already done. So let's get ready to make some declarations and decrees. And all that means is that we're taking our legal authority to legislate and we're coming into divine alignment and divine agreement, and we are activating in our present condition, our present circumstance, all that we know belongs to us. And it is so. I decree and declare that I now embrace the spirit of success and prosperity, and it is activated in my life now. I decree and declare that faith and favor are my currency, and I use this currency of faith, favor, and love to create miracles in my life, and I am now blessed without measure. I decree and declare that success and prosperity are my inheritance. I decree and declare that I shall meet the right people at the right time and in the right place. I decree and declare that today everything that God has already released to me comes to me now without delay, because I am in divine alignment and divine agreement. I decree and declare that my season to increase and to prosper is now. My time is now. My season is now, because I am in a right now moment, and this moment is my place of power. I decree and declare that I am divinely connected to the never-ending, never-failing source of abundance. It is flowing out of my rich inner life of the kingdom of God that is within me, and it is activated now. I decree and declare that that divine principle of abundance is eternally operating in my life. I decree and declare that every day of my life, abundance is being made manifest through me, because abundance is in me. I have an abundance of love, of joy, of peace, of creativity. Abundance is flowing through me now. I thank you that I decree and declare right now, the spirit of wealth is operating in me, the spirit of wisdom, to know what to do with all the knowledge that I have collected over the years. I put it into the right plan, and I take the right steps and the right measures to prosper my way. I decree and declare that the laws of recognition, adaptation, and receptivity are now activated in my life. I thank you for the law of sowing and reaping, the law of compensation, the law of polarity, the law of attraction. They are all activated and working through me now. I am a winner. I am an achiever. I am a goal setter, and I am a go-getter. I am a blessing in this earth realm. I decree and declare that I now see what is divinely given to me. I see it with clarity. I see it with accuracy. I see it with authenticity, because I am authentically unique, and I tap into my sass, my strongest authentic spiritual self, and I flow out of that. I bring my sass to everything that I do, and I prosper. I decree and declare that the territory accepts me, and the land that I go to inherit will cooperate with me. I am so grateful and so thankful that I do not struggle for recognition, but the Spirit of the Lord goes before me to announce me and promote me. All the ministering angels that have been sent to minister for me go before me. They are making the way so that the land that I go to, the territory that I go to, it will accept me. It will cooperate, and all things are working together and fitting into a plan for good. It's all working in my favor. I decree and declare that my inheritance is being made manifested now. Strangers shall build up my walls. As soon as they hear of me, they will willingly serve me for the highest good of all, because I always work to serve for the highest good of others. I pour out of the rich deposit of my life all my creativity, gifts, talents, and ability, and I am a blessing everywhere I go. I decree and declare that creative ideas are flowing through me now, and I will use them, put them into motion, and they will increase me and prosper me. These creative ideas that are within me now are activated. I receive a fresh download, and I bring them into a place of fruition, and they will bring increase and prosper me. I decree and declare that today I walk in divine grace. I use extraordinary powers, and I have supernatural ability. I decree and declare that I am a great blessing to the world, as I allow my God-given gifts, talents, and ability to come to the forefront and to shine. I decree and declare, because I allow my light to shine, others around me allow their light to shine also. And together, we are a tremendous blessing in the earth realm. I decree and declare that I am acquainted with the Almighty, and I am at peace. I decree and declare that I make wise economic decisions, and I prosper in every area of my life, ministry, business, and relationships. I decree and declare that I live purposefully, worthily, and accurately. I decree and declare that I am establishing a generational blessing, and I leave an inheritance in the earth realm. I am the head and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. I am a lender, not a borrower. All things are working together and fitting into a plan for my good, because I love God and I am called according to purpose, and it is so. Good healing, deep breath in. And on the exhale, I want you to listen to these affirmations. Write down the ones that truly resonate with you. Allow your own creative spirit to become activated and create your own affirmations. And remember, an affirmation needs to be personal and it needs to be in the present tense. That is why you heard me say, I now, because we want that in the present tense. And make it very personal to you. And remember, there is no right or wrong, but you do want it to be personal to you. You want it to be in the present tense, and you want to flow out of your rich inner life of the kingdom. Put this on a download, burn it to a CD, or just listen to it as you stream it. Listen to it at night. Listen to it first thing in the morning. And the best results are going to be the affirmations that you create for you. All right, beloved, I'm going to release you with many blessings for the rest of your day, your weekend, and the rest of this month. And I will greet you back here in the early morning empowerment community the first Monday in March, which is March 5th. But I will meet you in the global empowerment community Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern time. Have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing rest of your day. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at ilonasanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ilonasanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.